What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Smith, coming at you every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airways of SiriusXM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124. Number to call up, as always, is 866-967-6887. That's 866-967-6887, 866-96-POTUS. That is the number to call into the Stephen A. Smith Show. Lots of stuff to get into today. I've got a couple of people coming on as guests today that I'm looking very much forward in talking to. One of them is a former Capitol Hill officer by the name of Harry Dunn, who is a running for Congress. He's a candidate for Congress, running to represent Maryland's 5th Congressional District. He's coming on to the show. And, of course, Governor Andy Beshear out of Kentucky, twice elected governor of the great state of Kentucky. They'll both be on the show today. Lots of stuff to get into with them. Obviously, January 6th affects Harry Dunn tremendously. So he's one of the officers that survived that insurrection. That's what I call it. That's what most sane people do call it in this day and age, because we saw what we saw over television. We saw it live, and we know what it is. In the case of Governor Beshear, there's a lot to get into in terms of the Governor's Association, in terms of some things going on with ICE, along with other comments that he has made publicly, and get his feelings about that as well. Again, 866-96-POTUS is the number to call up. Interesting day. Breaking news over the last few minutes or so. And that breaking news essentially involves the fact that the House of Representatives in the United States narrowly passed the Save America Act in a 216 to 215 vote, mandating voter ID and proof of citizenship for federal elections. Okay? Apparently, rumors that Representative Thomas Massie cast a lone Republican vote against it is something that he's challenging, or at least he clarified. He said it's a false rumor that I voted against the Save America Act today. I'll vote for it when it comes to the floor. I voted against a quote-unquote rule that allows it to get a vote, etc. But that's what it is. So it's going to pass, the Save America Act. And for those of you who don't know, the Save America Act, or the SAVE Act, most commonly refers to today to the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. It's a controversial proposed U.S. federal law focusing on changing voter registration requirements, essentially. That's what this comes down to. The Republicans are for it. The Democrats are adamantly against it. And you have what you have. That's one of the problems that's going on today. One of the other problems was Department of Justice, Attorney General Pam Bondi. She was on Capitol Hill just going at a bunch of people, okay? She wasn't messing around, because obviously she was live on Capitol Hill facing questions about the Jeffrey Epstein files, the 3 million pages that were released by the DOJ and the Trump administration, the fact that so much stuff was redacted, and that more stuff hasn't been released. Well, needless to say, she wasn't going to take the criticisms lying down. So for those people that haven't heard, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General on Capitol Hill, testifying against congressional representatives, you need to listen to it. Griff, take it away. Give me the first one, please.
Like former Prince Andrew, Donald Trump attended various parties with Jeffrey Epstein. I want to know, were there any underage girls at that party or at any party that Trump attended with Jeffrey Epstein?
This is so ridiculous, and that they are trying to deflect from all the great things Donald Trump has done. There is no evidence that Donald Trump has committed a crime. Everyone knows that. This has been the most transparent presidency. He's the one
I'm going to claim my time. I got your answer. You
President
said there's no evidence.
Trump asked
Mr. Chairman, please stop the clock. Stop
the
clock.
The legislation.
Time belongs to the gentleman from California.
Okay. I'm going to put up another document from a witness who called the FBI's National Threat Operations Center, because I believe you just lied under oath. There is ample evidence in the Epstein file.
Don't you ever accuse me of a crime.
I believe you just lied under oath, and this is all on videotape. You said there's no evidence of a crime. I'm showing you, here is a witness statement who called into the FBI's Threat Operations Center. He drove Donald Trump around in a limo. He overheard what Donald Trump said to Jeffrey on his cell phone. He was so angry, he was going to stop a limo and hurt Donald Trump. And he met a girl who said she was raped by Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. She later had her head blown off, and officers at the scene said that could not have been suicide.
See, ladies and gentlemen, that was Representative Ted Lieu. I believe that's how it's pronounced. But she was on the Hill. She got into it with him. Pam Bondi got into it with Republican Rep. Thomas Massie. She got into it with another Democrat, North Carolina representative, another North Carolina representative. And, of course, you know, Jasmine Crockett and her got into it as well. My question is this. How does any of this benefit us? Bunch of he said, she said. Okay, President Trump is the most transparent president there's ever been. This is Pam Bondi talking. Obviously, the Democrats feel otherwise. Obviously, they feel he's a pathological liar. Obviously, they think he has an abundance of things to hide, if not for himself, but to protect others when it comes to the Epstein files. Pam Bondi is on Capitol Hill testifying, and whatever veracity that's coming out of her mouth, there is no doubt it gets tainted by the inordinate amount of times that she said nothing when he didn't appear to be that truthful. She said nothing when he didn't appear to be that transparent. She said nothing when he originally took the position. Why is the Epstein file so much of a big issue when he campaigned on it otherwise? See, what I want to do is I want to use this opportunity before we have guests coming on this show to make sure everybody understands where I'm coming from. I don't give a damn about much of this. I do care when it comes to the Epstein files in terms of little girls that were sexually abused. A crime was committed, and any elected official, anybody that we know about that is guilty of those crimes need to be dealt with. They need to be punished. There's no question about that. And I'm certainly not trying to shove that aside like that's some insignificant issue. Their lives will forever be changed. And our compassion, our empathy, our sympathy, and everything else that comes with it from a sympathetic perspective needs to be thrown in their direction. And we need to be looking out for them. There is no question about that. But if you don't have hardcore evidence and you're just on Capitol Hill throwing accusations back and forth against Trump or in defense of Trump, we got a problem. Because how do things really, really get done? You know, I'm sitting here today and I'm watching reports. And it's talking about how 130,000 jobs were filled in January and how that number was a bit larger than anticipated. That would appear to be a good thing for the administration. It would appear to be a good thing to see the three indexes, whether it's the S&P, it's the NASDAQ, it's the Dow Jones, elevating. It would appear to be a good thing to see the unemployment rate at 4.3% as opposed to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10%. It would appear to be a good thing. But we don't even know what to deduce from that. I've got a governor coming on at the top of the hour, and I don't know what the hell he's going to say about this. If it falls in line with the rest of the Democrats, what we're going to hear is, you know what? What they got to do with the price of gas? What they got to do with the price of groceries? What they got to do with people paying their rent, their mortgages, etc. That's what we're going to hear. Damn, we're at a place right now in our society, we don't even know what to define. To define as success. We don't even know what to define as positive. Because the two sides are so polarized that nobody knows whether to consider something to be a good thing or a bad thing. We got a federal deficit. We got a U.S. deficit. We're wondering how much of GDP that's chewing up. We can't seem to make up our minds whether the tariffs are good or bad. We've got folks on the right talking about it's important that we deport people and send them on their way, men, women, and children. Because we got too many immigrants, migrants in this country illegally. On one hand, that sounds about right. Because we had a Democrat as president in Joe Biden that let millions upon millions of migrants into the country via open borders And they didn't think a damn thing nor have a plan about how to address that issue. We had a candidate in Kamala Harris that appeared to be far more interested in making sure she didn't engage in what would be deemed as betrayal for anything that she spoke against than President Biden, as opposed to committing herself to winning the damn race. She wanted to make sure she didn't lose a supporter or a friend that was the president at that particular moment in time. Where'd I get the American people? We got Trump out here just days ago letting out a video. You didn't think I would forget that, did you? A video about a 2020 election being rigged yet again. The man is back in office, ladies and gentlemen. He's the commander in chief. He has more power and influence than he ever had in his first term than he would have had if he had a consecutive second term. He's back in office and can't let go with his petty ass self. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And why I say petty ass? And why do I go off like that? Because it's exactly the reason why I didn't vote for him. I'm not getting into policy. I'm not telling you, you know, his policies, because guess what? When we consider our national debt, when we consider the fact that our deficit has escalated above $38.3 trillion, nobody's doing good with that kind of a deficit. Where's the money management? Where's the strategy? Where's the planning? What the hell is going on? And it's at the expense of the American people that have been used as pawns and nothing short of suckers at the expense of both of these parties. I have nothing against any specific individuals, but as a body, as parties, I can't stand none of their asses. They make me sick because of this. Paramount Plus celebrates Black History Month with the Black Voices Collection. You can stream stories of excellence like the series Watson, starring Morris Chestnut as a modern-day Dr. John Watson. He applies a specific type of deductive reasoning that he learned from his years working with the infamous detective Sherlock Holmes. And if you're feeling in the mood for stories of family and love, check out the David Oyelowo, led lawman Bass Reeves. You can also find David and Selma and Becoming King, both in the collection. And don't miss out on stories of community in Cedric the Entertainer's The Neighborhood and drama-filled The Chi. Explore series, movies, and more in the Black Voices Collection on Paramount Plus. Stream now. We got a situation where you're going to put out a video of the former president and first ladies and images of them being apes. Was put on a video. He did not make the video. He simply posted it on his Truth Social channel. And then he pointed the finger at an unnamed staffer and blamed them for it. So let me get this straight. The unnamed staffer had access with the ability to post on Truth Social, Trump's personal Truth Social platform, at 11:44 at night. Trump had no knowledge of this, but it was up for 12 hours. Trump can't stay off his Truth Social post account for 12 minutes. But we supposed to believe that you didn't know anything about it for 12 hours. You got Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary. First thing she jumped on was it being fake news and fake outrage, as if she was black and she could understand and she had a right to speak to the level of outrage black people were feeling. But still, to backtrack off all of that, and let me make sure I read her statement, which is posted right there. She said, this is from an internet meme video depicting President Trump as the king of the jungle and the Democrats as characters from The Lion King. Please stop the fake outrage and report on something today that actually matters to the American public. So you're supposed to define for us what matters? Let me be fair to Caroline Leavitt, because if you are a Republican, you cannot hate on the job that she is doing. You can if you're a Democrat, not if you're a Republican, not if you're a member of the GOP. Let's just keep it a buck. But here's the deal. Black folks, Hispanic folks, respectfully, the Jewish community, would you be saying that if they were abhorred by something that resembled anti-Semitism? Would you sit up there and tell them, can we focus on something more important? Why is such verbiage reserved for black people? I can assure you, Caroline Leavitt, black folks care about the economy. We care about safety in the streets. We care about the borders. I will never go against Donald Trump for closing the borders. My position has been very clear from day one. Biden opened it. That's why it had to be closed. If he had followed the Obama plan, the man that served under Barack Obama as his vice president, when he became president, had he followed Obama's plan, who deported 3.1 million people, none of this would be necessary. But in the same breath, let me be very, very clear. There is no condoning the way in which ICE has gone about its duty, or clearly at the behest of the Trump administration. You got to look at Stephen Miller differently. You got to look at J.D. Vance differently. You got to look at Trump. As bad as people look at him already, the excessive nature in which ICE has conducted itself is so reprehensible, it looks un-American. Now, some would sit up there and say, they're just following orders, while others would say, there's certain orders you don't have to follow. We saw Senator Mark Kelly get himself in trouble recently when he joined a slew of his contemporaries on the Democratic side doing a video compelling officers, military people, to not follow illegal orders, thereby implying that they would receive illegal orders, which is why the Trump administration, led by Department of War boss Pete Hegseth, Mr. Fox News on the weekends, before he got this job, to go after Senator Mark Kelly. And of course, just ruled, grand jury, that ain't happening. So now you're back to square one. But the point is, I still stand by what I said about Senator Mark Kelly back then when I said, had no business being a part of that video. You're a senator who served in the military. Civilian rules don't apply to you. Military rules do. That was a very dangerous thing for you to do. It was unwise. Leave it to somebody else to do that for you. And I still stand by that. But I digress. My point is, in the end, it all leads to chaos. And in the end, chaos is what Trump wants. Because you see, when you focus on the 2020 election, can't get over the fact that you lost. Want to swear up and down using stooges who work for you to validate your proclamations that indeed it was rigged. How does that benefit the American people, particularly when you're in office now? I'll tell you how it benefits Trump. It gives him the license to continue to point to his belief that elections are rigged, thereby bringing our whole democratic system into question, creating chaos. So in the event that the GOP loses the midterms, he can say it's inauthentic, it's not real, it's illegitimate. How is that going to benefit the American people? When folks are fighting in the streets, where the hell he going to be at? When folks are thinking that their hard-earned money and their effort and their commitment to the American way of life is being compromised by crooks who are stealing elections and stuff like that. If that's the belief that you embed into the brains of tens of millions of American citizens when they fighting in the streets over it, where Trump gonna be at? How is that question relevant? I'll tell you how it's relevant. Ain't that what happened on January 6th, 2021, the insurrection? Ain't that what happened? Remember that he was outside? He said, we've got to take our country back. Remember when he sat up there and he said, hey, you can't let this stand. You can't let this happen. We got to march down there and we got to fight. And then he said, we're going to go down there. I'm going to be with you. and then got into the Beast and drove back to the White House while they stormed the U.S. Capitol. Now, to be clear, understand what kind of dude you're listening to right now. I'm one of the dudes that no matter how insightful, how instigating, how provocative his verbiage was that day, you're grown-ass women and men. You're not children. You have minds of your own. You have the power of will and the ability to exercise whatever you choose to as an adult. I am not one who believes that Trump is solely and totally responsible for the insurrection that took place on the Capitol. But make no mistake, it was an insurrection. And make no mistake, he certainly instigated it. No doubt about it. I just don't sit up there and give a pass to grown-ass men and women who made grown-up decisions on their own. And those who were incarcerated deserve to be incarcerated. Over 1,500 of them granted pardons. Utterly ridiculous. That's the kind of stuff that we're talking about here. And I'm telling you something right now. You're damn right he's culpable to some degree. No question. Again, I'm just not absolving them. My point in bringing all of that up is to say lives, as they have been continuously altered and affected because of the nonsense and the chaos that has existed since this man has returned to office, not assuaging the concerns of the American people one bit. It was also going on back then. Many people suffered. And one of them happens to be my next guest. He was an officer on Capitol Hill that day. And he was subjected to something none of us should have ever been subjected to. Not in America. But it happened anyway. Now he's back, he's thriving, and he's determined to contribute to making a difference by being a candidate for the 5th Congressional District in Maryland. His name is Harry Dunn, and he'll be on this show, Straight Shooter, with yours truly, Stephen A., in just a minute. Don't go away. Harry Dunn in the house for the very first time. Can't wait to talk to him. 866-967-6887. 866-96-POTUS. That is the number to call. But after Harry Dunn and I finish talking, don't go away. He's in the house, and I'm not going anywhere. Back with more in a minute.